In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. Alaska Congresswoman Mary Pottola was in Juneau this weekend. It was the last stop on a statewide tour to kick off her re-election campaign. As KTOO's Katie Anastas reports, supporters praised her pro-fish policies.
The top floor of Juneau's Crystal Saloon was packed for Representative Pottola's final meet and greet of the week. Juneau Democratic Senator Jesse Keel introduced her.
She has stood up for the environment and the economy. She is pro-jobs, pro-family, pro-freedom, and pro-fish.
Fish, family, freedom has been Pottola's campaign slogan since 2022, when she won a special election to fill the remainder of Congressman Don Young's term. That November, she was re-elected for a full term. Her six-day tour across the state to kick off her re-election campaign included stops in Fairbanks, Eagle River, Palmer, and Anchorage. Pottola said she and the rest of the Alaska delegation, Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan, have accomplished a lot in the last year. She pointed to an executive order barring Russia from selling seafood to U.S. markets after processing it through other countries.
That impacts fishermen throughout Southeast Alaska and throughout Alaska. And we did make progress on that. After 10 years of the delegation pushing that executive order, we got it through a few weeks ago. So yay, Alaska.
Pottola is a Democrat, but she's more in line with the Republican Party on issues like Arctic drilling and even gun control. She says one of her biggest accomplishments has been advancing the Willow Oil Project.
I am proud of the fact that I helped bring it across the finish line. I was the one who worked with the leadership in my caucus to really insist that Joe Biden meet with us. That was not a sure thing, and it was really a coup that we were able to get a meeting with him and John Podesta and two of his other staff. And the senators and I made very compelling cases, and I do feel like I singularly did push that forward.
But that wasn't a problem for many of the Alaskans who turned out for her event in Juneau. For Kevin Meyer, Pottola's bipartisanship is a selling point. He said voting across party lines isn't as surprising in Alaska as it might be in the lower 48.
She is actually trying to solve problems, not just trying to yell at people, and that requires reaching across the aisle. And this is a key gesture, and yeah, not one that I necessarily agree with, but it's cool that she can have positions that are different from mine, and I can still be all in for her, right?
University of Alaska Southeast sophomore Allison Kenny is studying environmental resources. She said Pottola's support of the Willow Project gave her some pause, but she still has her vote.
I'm stoked about her policies, especially with fish conservation within Alaska. My professors this semester have taught me a lot about salmon and their importance in the culture of Southeast Alaska. I've just moved here about a year and a half ago, so it'll be my first time voting in any election, and my first time voting as an Alaskan, too.
Fish was also a top priority for Juneau resident Karen Smith, a former troller and longline fisher.
I'm glad she's out protecting one of our mainstays here. Because if you have ever eaten any other fish anywhere else, it's not as good as ours.
Pottola's challengers include Republican Nick Begich. He finished third in both the August and November races behind Pottola and former Governor Sarah Palin. Alaska Lieutenant Governor Nancy Dahlstrom, another Republican, is also running for the U.S. House seat. Her campaign is backed by a fundraising committee affiliated with U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.
Cruise ships dumped more than 3 million pounds of trash in Juneau's only landfill during the 2019 tourism season. In 2022, the city and cruise line signed an agreement to reduce those numbers. That agreement went into effect last summer. But did it work? KTOO finds out. About 250,000 pounds of trash made its way from cruise ships to Juneau's landfill last summer. That might sound like a lot, especially considering that the landfill is only projected to last another 20 years. But that amount is down from over 3.3 million pounds dumped in 2019. Juneau tourism manager Alex Pierce says the reduction, which came despite record numbers of cruise passengers, is groundbreaking.
It's over a 90% reduction, which is what we were going for with the agreements. What we're doing is exciting, and It takes a lot of collaboration and coordination, but we're making real change in our community.
Waste Management, the company that operates the landfill, says it takes in about 100 tons of trash daily, which means all of the cruise ship trash this year amounted to just over a day's worth of normal trash in Juneau. In 2019, cruise ships dumped about 16 days worth of trash. Pierce says the trash agreement is one step the city has taken in recent years to better manage tourism impacts. Reducing waste was one of the commitments the city's Visitor Industry Task Force recommended back in 2020. The agreement asked cruise lines to eliminate offloading bulky and oversized items into the landfill.
We've been hearing for years that cruise ships are dumping things like mattresses and furniture in our landfill, and that's really problematic. We don't want to see that in an islanded community from a waste perspective like we have.
According to Renee Reeve, a spokesperson for Cruise Line International Association Alaska, the organization has wanted to reduce trash left in Juneau since 2019 when it became aware of how much cruise ships were contributing to the dying landfill. She says the agency is pleased with the results.
This is something that isn't done in necessarily other places in the world, and it was kind of a first of its kind, and I think the ability of the industry and the community to work together is extremely important as we address, you know, tough issues together.
Reeve says the trash that used to get left in Juneau is now likely going to the ports where the cruises started, Seattle, Vancouver, and Victoria. This year, Juneau's first cruise ship will come on April 9th. It will be Juneau's first season with a limit of 5 large ships per day, another agreement the city negotiated with cruise lines. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. Mushers pushed through 30 below temperatures to finish the 45th running of the Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race this weekend. As KUK's Sage Smiley reports, a local legend took home his 8th title.
With the sunrise barely pinking the horizon over the frozen Kuskokwim River, Bethel musher Pete Kaiser ran his dog team under the arch to further secure his place as the second winningest Kuskokwim 300 musher of all time.
Good to be back, looking forward to some warmth.
This year's Kuskokwim 300, also called the K300, was brutally cold, clear, and icy. Kaiser won the race in 37 hours and 25 minutes. To secure the win, Kaiser had to beat 3 past champions and the defending Iditarod champion among the field of 23 racers. In his signature racing style, Kaiser's team had a strong second half. While other mushers surged ahead with a blistering early speed, Kaiser stuck to his race plan, building off his training goal of perfecting what he calls the dog's fastest comfortable cruising speed.
It's really kind of like you're riding a fine line to win this race. You're trying to go as fast as you can go, but stay in that safe zone for the dogs. And I think we managed that real well this year. I don't think we're one of the fastest teams out there as far as raw foot speed goes, but we're real consistent, and we try to put string together, you know, consistent runs from start all the way to finish.
Kaiser wins $28,500 from a $185,000 purse for the victory. Willow's Matt Fahler finished about 40 minutes after Kaiser.
I just know how to get second place.
Third place finisher Travis Beals scored his best ever Kuskokwim 300 finish in 38 hours, 24 minutes.
I mean, yeah, we're always learning. This is only our third trip here, so yeah, we'll be back and just keep adjusting and keep having fun. These guys put on an awesome race. It's such a blast to be here, and the Cusco's becoming one of my favorite races.
4 of the top 10 mushers were first-time K300 racers, but those first-timers include 2023 Iditarod champion Ryan Reddington and Hunter Keefe, who trains for Ramey Reddington's kennel and finished 11th in his first Iditarod last year. Sixth place finisher Katie Joe Dieter became the highest placing female musher in the K300 in the past 20 years.
It was better than I expected. I was nervous about all the ice, not being able to control the speed, but that actually was not that much of a problem, and the dogs had really good footing on the ice.
Dieter finished in front of last year's Iditarod winner Reddington, and she flew back into town through the final miles of the race in what she said was a move to try and stay ahead.
Went a little bit faster than I was planning on going, so I think they were like, geez, Mom was really calling us up there at the end.
23 mushers started the K300 in Bethel on January 26th. 5 of them scratched, including the one musher in the running for Rookie of the Year. Kuithlik's Raymond Alexi was the only competitor that hadn't already completed a 300-mile race. In Bethel, I'm Sage Smiley.
Here in Juneau, it's 45 degrees with light rain and wind at the Juneau International Airport. Tonight, we can expect the temperature to drop to about 43 degrees. In Juneau, you're listening to KTOO.